This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Got to roll up.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. It's been a very eventful week. Lots of great news to talk about. I always said it, kind of half-heartedly, kind of half-you-know-whatted, kind of in a funny way, kind of in a serious way. But it's the truth. Donald Trump's the best thing that ever happened to comedians and talk radios. I don't know what we'd all be talking about all day. I don't know how anybody lived before Donald Trump was president, but I don't know how we'd survive without him. He is just interesting and creates lots of controversy, and he's outspoken, and the enemy, the people who hate him, his opposition, I call them the enemy because they are political enemies, they hate him so much, they say wild, crazy things, and so it's great for all of us, great for talk radio, great for talk TV, which I'm on now, on Newsmax TV, it's great for the late night comedians, everybody's got something to talk about, everybody makes money, except CNN. They're so dumb they can't even make money off Trump. That's how dumb CNN is, the Communist News Network. They can't figure out a way to make money. Their ratings are in the toilet bowl because they've got a moron named Jeff Zucker that runs their network. Dumbest man that ever lived. All right, lots of news. Jussie Smollett indicted on 16 felony counts in a hate hoax attack. I called it. I told you so. I'm the only guy in America who knew it from the first minute it was announced that he was mugged on the streets of Chicago, 2 in the morning in 30 below zero weather. There just aren't two white men on the streets of Chicago at 2 in the morning in 30 below zero wearing red Trump hats looking to not only beat up a black person, but hang them with a noose while you cover them in bleach. Single stupidest thing I'd ever heard in my entire life, and I knew an actor had made it up from that moment. And boy, you're going to have a lot of fun in prison, Jussie. Good luck. Cohen, as in Michael Cohen, the Trump lawyer, I called it. Everything he did was a lie because they pressured him and said, your wife's going to go to jail for 30 years unless you lie about Donald Trump. Now it turns out he was coached for 10 hours by Adam Schiff and Adam Schiff's staff. You know, Adam Schiff, the Jewish Democrat who said nothing so far, zero, about Ilhan Omar and Rashid Tlaib and Ocasio-Cortez and all their anti-Semitic comments, all their Jew hatred. He said nothing. Bad boy. Bad Jew. You're not a good Jew. I'm a Jew. I could say that. You're a bad Jew. If you don't condemn her, then you're a disgrace to your own religion, and you're a disgrace. But you're also a psychopath. You're also an egomaniac, Adam Schiff, and you're also a communist, and you're also so obsessed with hating Trump that you're mentally ill. So I guess it's no big deal that you're also a Jew who doesn't help his own people, you know? Okay. You coached him for 10 hours. What a disgrace you are. And what a joke the whole thing is. Poor Michael Cohen. I actually feel bad for him. I called him a rat. Now I feel bad for him. Once I found out, they threatened his wife with 30 years in jail unless he went along with this whole charade. Ilhan Omar, back to that fool, blasts Obama for the caging of kids along the border and getting away with murder. She calls Obama a pretty face who got away with murder. I said it for years. Obama was a stealth commie. And he got away with it because he acted like a moderate. He said he was a moderate, and he had a pretty face. He looked good on camera, and he wore nice suits, and everybody thought he was an impressive guy, even though he'd never done anything his whole life except make, you know, $6 an hour as a community activist. That was his whole life till he got elected to the U.S. Senate and then United States president. He was like a $6 an hour community activist. Ooh, what an impressive guy that is. He never could manage a Dairy Queen or a McDonald's. If I had a Dairy Queen, I wouldn't let Obama go, shh, here's the ice cream in the cone. I wouldn't trust him with the I wouldn't lay him the cashier and trust him with the cash register. He's an idiot. But I will give him this much. At least he used drones to kill some bad guys in the Middle East. He did do that. So that's the one good thing he ever did. She's criticizing that. See, you give these people power who are these radical nothing nobodies. Do you honestly believe Ilhan Omar in her whole life ever did anything important? You know, I said Obama was nothing but a community activist. What was Ilhan Omar? Has anyone ever said? I've never heard. What I know that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was a, drum roll please, bartender. Wow. Bartender qualifies for U.S. Senate or U.S. Congress now. Wow. I didn't know that. What was Ilhan Omar? What was Rashida Tlaib? What were these people before they became Congress people? These are clearly the three worst mistakes in the history of the United States political system. Okay? Since the day of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and 1776, the worst aberrations and mistakes ever allowed in the political system of America, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Because it's like having Hamas in the United States House. It's like having Hezbollah in the United States House. It's like having the Parliament of Iran instead of the American Congress. That's what you've got now. It's an absolute joke and a travesty. And now this person thinks she's so important, she can attack Obama, the leader of her party, who did so much for Muslims, it's unbelievable. He was carried away with his Muslim sympathizing. After all, he was raised in Indonesia in a Muslim regime, going to Muslim schools. And the fact is that his upbringing was basically a Muslim upbringing in Indonesia. So Obama was the most over-the-top Muslim sympathizer in the history of America. That's not good enough for Ilhan Omar. He was also a stealth Marxist communist socialist. Not good enough for these people. This new breed of Democrat won't hide or be subtle about being socialist Marxist communist. They're in your face. You got to give them credit. At least they're honest about it. They really are what Obama pretended he wasn't. But they're at five steps worse. They make Obama look like a damn conservative. Can you imagine she thinks she's so important now that she could call Obama a baby-faced murderer? Wow. That's amazing. A freshman congresswoman with her hijab thinks she's more important than former president of the United States. Look at this. Wayne Root's defending Obama. She's got my hackles up. Come on, Obama. You and I are on the same team now. It's very funny. I spent 8 years ripping him to shreds, and now I'm on his team. Because compared to Ilhan Omar, he looks like an all-around nice guy and moderate. Very scary. Here's an article. Ilhan Omar's Minnesota congressional district is the terror recruiting capital of the United States. That's from FBI statistics. It has the highest Somali population of anywhere in the world outside of Somalia. And more people have tried to leave Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and join with ISIS or some other terrorist organization, Islamic terrorist organization, than any other jurisdiction in the United States. This is where she comes from. Folks, you've got Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS sitting in the United States House. Ilhan Omar is like ICE. Excuse me, ISIS, not ICE. She hates ICE. Cortez hates ICE. Rashida Tlaib hates ICE. They all want to disband ICE. But they're like ISIS in the United States House. Why don't we just call what it is? And then I got it right on Michael Jackson, too. I told you for 25 years I've known that Michael Jackson was a pedophile because I heard it from the lawyers who represented the kids. They said, shh, can't say anything. I'll get sued. You'll get sued. Can't say anything because we got a non-disclosure agreement. But, oh, my God, did you see what he did to those kids? And that was it. That's all they said. So I knew 25 years ago. For 25 years, I've known this about Michael Jackson. Everyone in Hollywood, it's the worst-kept secret in Hollywood, that the guy was married to little children and the guy was raping little boys. Sick, sick, sick man. So now a Simpsons episode, featuring Michael Jackson's voice is going to be pulled. They won't even allow it. And the producer, the show's producer, says, after the airing of the HBO documentary about Neverland, after that documentary, it just seems like the right thing to do and the only choice to make. And I told you that BBC Two, the British music station, has now pulled all Michael Jackson music. Since then, I've seen that in Canada and New Zealand, radio stations are no longer playing Michael Jackson music. I called it here first. Soon he will be erased from the world like he never existed. And he did create some of the greatest music ever. It's all going to be erased from the world like it never existed. Because don't forget, liberals want to erase the Civil War, Confederates, great generals, Stonewall Jackson, Jeb Stuart, General Robert E. Lee, who almost became president of the United States. They want to erase them and their statues. So they'll have no problem erasing Michael Jackson, too, out of embarrassment for the Me Too movement. In this one case, they're right. For once, they're right. He should be erased because you're talking about pedophilia. The most disgusting person, the thing you could ever do, and this is one of the most disgusting people that ever lived, Michael Jackson getting little 8-year-old boys drunk, marrying them, having sex with them, then dumping them for a younger boy. That appears to be his background. Let's say allegedly, according to all the witnesses, that's what he's about. I've known that for 25 years. His music won't be played anymore. what are they doing playing it, celebrating him with the one show at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas? MGM CEO Jim Urin, guess what? You're going to have to get rid of that show. But we know you've made nothing but bad decisions as CEO since the beginning. Since the day you got to MGM, bad decision, bad decision, bad decision. Do you own the board of directors? Are you, like, bribing them? There's got to be some reason the board doesn't fire Jim Urin. You must be, like, you must have pictures of the board members in compromising positions. Are they, like, with dogs and monkeys or something? What? How do you keep your job, Jim Urin? It's just unbelievable. I've been, like, I've shined a spotlight on MGM and this guy for a year and a half now. He does everything wrong in the whole world. Everything wrong. And he keeps his job and the board doesn't go against him. I don't get it. But what you're doing with the Michael Jackson show, I don't know. He just announced layoffs of several thousand employees at MGM. He's laying off everybody. You know why? Because he decided to charge $20 to $30 for parking when it's been free since the beginning of time in Vegas to valet your car. Now it's $20 to $30 to either valet it or even park it in self-parking. Greed will destroy you. Greed. The goose killed the golden... The goose that laid the golden egg. Greed killed the goose that laid the golden egg. Jim Urin, you're killing the goose, man. That's why you're laying off thousands of people. Because you don't know what you're doing. Worst CEO of all time. Every decision is bad. Don't forget, he laid off all the security, fired all the good guys, hired a bunch of minimum wage part-time guys. Next thing you know, he had the worst terror attack in the history of America at Mandalay Bay and MGM property. This guy is just a winner of all winners. He also made sure no one could ever ask a high roller, ever, or you'd be fired. Any question, never question a high roller, ever, or we'll fire you instantly. So they didn't question Stephen Paddock, a high roller, VIP. So he went up in the elevator with tons of guns and he killed all those people. Good decision, Jim. Wow. Where do you get these people from? How does corporate America reward them? It's like the NFL. Your record is 12-75, but they bring you back as a coach again and again and again. Same guy keeps a job or gets a new job with the worst record in the world. How's that possible? How do they keep guys like this in corporate America? I don't know. They must have pictures of the board members. We'll be right back. I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity. To capitalize on a proven energy industry legend, please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV. This segment sponsored by, this whole show sponsored by Fordham Resources. You know, they call me the capitalist evangelist. I love great opportunities to meet great companies, to meet opportunities to make money. You know what America's about. Opportunity, mobility, capitalism, great country. And this is a great company, or at least potential to be one of the greatest. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Management team led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder value. Can you imagine shareholder profits? Excuse me. Just the profits, $15 billion. Amazing. And Fordham's his new baby. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Pretty cool. Fordham owns the rights to the enormous City of Gold mining property, 9 times bigger than the city of Manhattan. Amazing. Yeah, it's gold. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR. Please visit Fordham Resources for a complete review. That's Fordham Resources, F-O-R-T-E-M. Fordham Resources, F-O-R-T-E-M. And once again, that stock ticker symbol FTMR. Go check them out. Okay. We'll take calls in the next half hour. 833-WAR-TALK. Load up the lines. No guests tonight. We didn't have O'Reilly tonight. Bill O'Reilly is not on Friday, so we'll just take calls. 833-927-8255. Democrats block a motion condemning illegal aliens voting in American elections. Can you imagine? Dan Crenshaw, one of my heroes, has the eye patch. He lost his eye fighting for the United States of America. He's a military hero, and he's a United States congressman from Texas. And he sponsored a motion to recommit before the final passage of H.R. 1, this terrible bill Democrats passed today, to express the sense that illegal aliens voting in elections violates fundamental tenets of American democracy. And guess what? It lost. They voted it down. because Democrats lead in the House, and every Democrat, basically, almost every Democrat, voted against it. They want illegals to vote. It's out. It's no longer a secret. Wayne Root doesn't have to debate it on TV. They want to give illegal immigrants the right to vote, and they've been voting. That's the dirty little secret. If you don't know that, you're a fool. They voted by the millions against Donald Trump. That's the reason he lost the general election, by the popular vote, quote unquote. They should now call it the illegal vote, not the popular vote, or make it the illegal and the legal and the illegal vote. Donald Trump lost the illegal and the illegal vote, but he won the electoral votes. Now they have to eliminate the Electoral College. States all over this country, including Nevada, my home state, run by crook Democrats, want to eliminate the Electoral College. They're so dumb. Now we're going to win the election by popular vote, and they're going to go insane. They're going to go insane. No matter what you do, you're not going to beat Trump. Pelosi admits today, we don't want the wall so illegals can vote. She admitted that today, as well as Democrats voting against a stop to illegal aliens voting. Global warming, a hoax and a scam pushed by greedy government scientists. Who said it? Not Wayne Root. Not Donald Trump. Not some Republican leader. Nope. It was the Greenpeace co-founder. His name is Patrick Moore. He's the co-founder and former president of Greenpeace. And he says climate change is a complete hoax and scam, which has been taking over science with superstition and a kind of toxic combination of religion and political ideology. By the way, the religion is communism, liberalism, Marxism, socialism. That's their religion. They're nuts. Moore recently made headlines for calling Congressman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez a pompous little twit and a garden variety hypocrite on climate change. And he said today that it's all a big scam and hoax, and the goal is to take over your life and to tax us all to death. Some great economic news today. 156 million plus people are employed in America. That sets the record for the 18th time in the Trump era. 18 different months out of his 26-7 months in office, we set the all-time record for the number of Americans employed. Also, U.S. productivity increased at the highest rate in 8 years, and we found out there were more manufacturing jobs. 479,000 under Trump hit the highest level since before you-know-who, Obama. You know, that guy that Ilhan Omar says had a pretty baby face but was a murderer? Yeah. I mean, I despise Barack Obama. I think he was an incredibly over-the-top Muslim sympathizer and stealth communist who wanted to destroy this country and this economy. But at least he was stealth and he acted like a moderate. The new people can't act like a moderate. They can't contain themselves. They're going to destroy the Democratic Party. Give them an award. Give them a reward and an award because they're winning the election for us. I thought Ocasio-Cortez was the greatest Republican saleswoman in history, but actually Ilhan Omar is even better. Rashid Tlaib called Trump a mother bleeper. She's even better. They're all great. Keep hating Jews. Keep hating Israel. Keep hating America. Keep hating capitalism. We're going to knock you out.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the destruction from a tornado outbreak in Alabama is hard to believe. Today he met with people affected by the twisters.
I just want to thank you on behalf of the First Lady and myself. I want to thank you for the job you do. You're incredible people. We couldn't get here fast enough. I want to come the day it happened.
The president had more praise for FEMA.
And so, Secretary, I want to thank you for a great job and thank all of the folks at FEMA. and tell them to stay as long as they have to stay, whatever it is.
The U.S. economy added just 20,000 jobs in the month of February, but White House Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tells CNBC, no need to worry.
I think you have timing issues with respect to the government shutdown, winter seasonal issues.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett is now facing 16 felony charges in connection with his alleged attack in late January. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn. By the way, a huge shout out to my great friend JP in Orange County, who was a little bit under the weather last week and had a little health issue, and he's feeling so much better and he's getting back in the saddle. And we just want to say we love you, JP. He's a great listener and viewer of this show. Listens to most days, listens and watches the whole 3-hour show. And he's a super successful businessman and a former superstar cop, a former SWAT leader who ran through that door first every time there was danger and death on the other side of the door. And then, it's so rare you ever hear about a superstar cop and SWAT leader who goes on to become, you know, a major player on Wall Street and a stock guy who manages billions of dollars in funds. But he does that. One of the most amazing guys you'll ever want to meet. His name is JP, and he was sick last week, and he's feeling so much better. And I was so worried about him last week, and I'm so glad he's back on my text again, in between ad breaks. He's texting me left and right like he always does. I was so worried when I didn't hear from him for a week. I was thrown off. So I'm glad you're back, JP. Wainwright loves you. So do all the Root family on this show. So glad you're back. Hey, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Tangible Investments. Once you buy from Tangible, you'll never buy from anybody else. You know you need gold and silver. You know the world's awash in debt. You know the world's awash in troubles. You know Russia and China are waiting for a war with the United States. You know that India is ready to have a war with Pakistan. You know that Iran wants to destroy Israel. Everybody's at war. Everybody wants to be at war. North Korea, who knows what that nutcase is going to do. And so anytime something bad happens, gold goes up or holds its value at the very least. Well, everything else is dropping like a rock. Stock market's crashing. Gold holds its value. Guess what? You better own some gold. It's called wealth insurance. I wouldn't get in a car without car insurance. I wouldn't want to live life without health insurance. So you better have some sort of wealth insurance to protect your assets. And Tangible Investments, you want to go with a company with credibility and integrity. They've been around for over 30 years. And I can tell you that I've known them over 15 years, the CEO, and they're great people. And they're honest people, and they've got integrity and credibility. Call them, 800-780-9000. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for their $199 gold coin gift free. You don't have to buy a thing to get the free $199 gift. You don't owe them anything, nothing, no strings attached if you qualify. So call and find out if you qualify to get your $199 gold coin gift free. 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. They've sold billions of dollars. You got credibility there. 800-780-9000, endorsed by Wayne Root. One last thing I want to say before I get to calls. Jewish analyst Doug Schoen on Fox News says Trump could get 40% of the Jewish vote, which would be an all-time high. If the Democratic nominee is not pro-Israel, I will vote Republican, says Doug Schoen. So welcome to the team, Doug. Welcome to the team, my friend. And let's hope more and more of the Jewish people are seeing the light. It's time for a Jexit. Wayne Root, first one to say it, first one to say that word, first one to scream about it, first one to tell you that Jussie Smollett had a hoax and framed that whole thing was a lie. First one to tell you that there's an invasion at the border. It's not just a caravan. It's not just people crossing a border looking to better their lives. It's an invasion. They're invading the United States. Foreign hordes and barbarians are raiding the United States. Some of them may be nice, but lots of them are bad, and I wouldn't take that chance anymore. Gotta have a war. I was the first one to tell you that Trump was going to win the election. I'm the first one to tell you Michael Jackson did some very bad things. We shouldn't listen to his music anymore. Terrible, terrible person. I wouldn't celebrate him or reward him. I've been on the money with pretty much every single prediction. I also told you the Democratic Party, if they were elected in 2018 midterms, if they won the House, it'd be the worst thing that ever happened to them, not the best, because then they'd be in leadership, and everything they say matters, and people would hear what nutcases they are, what extremists, radicals, communists, and I thought Muslim sympathizers, meaning sympathize with radical Islam, but they're not Muslim sympathizers. They are the radical Islam. This Omar, Ilhan Omar, and Rashid Tlaib, and Ocasio-Cortez, the three worst mistakes, what they used to call Cleveland, the mistake by the lake. The lake was on fire. The river going through Cleveland was on fire. At one point, people made fun of Cleveland. Cleveland's made a renaissance. But these three are the mistake by the lake. Biggest mistakes in the history of the United States. We've elected Hamas and Hezbollah in the United States House. Scary, right? This should be the parliament of Iran that they'd be comfortable in. Omar is like from the Somali parliament. She's not comfortable in America. She doesn't look or act or speak like someone who loves America or capitalism, certainly hates Jews and the Jewish people and hates Israel. She'll deny it. She's a liar. She comes from a district that's Little Somalia in Minnesota. If you went there, you wouldn't even believe how bad it is. It doesn't look like America. It looks like a third world hellhole. And her district The FBI reports has sent more terrorists out of the United States to join ISIS than any jurisdiction in the United States of America. This is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, and it's bad. Bad, bad, bad. What does Trump say? Bad hombres? Ilhan Omar is a bad hombre. Rashida Tlaib's a bad hombre. These are rotten apples. They don't belong in the United States. You know, I could criticize Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, but they're just normal politicians. Liberal and stupid, but normal. But these people are deadly and dangerous, and they make Obama look like a moderate. Wow. All right, grab some calls. We've got Reese in Long Island, line one. Reese, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Oh, man, you're intelligent. You basically say everything that really needs to know. But for Omar to go ahead and attack the Jewish people, man, I'm a Catholic. And it's totally ridiculous. Okay, it's your daughter to burn today, your son to burn today. So let's go after Omar and all of her people and just start burning them.
Yeah, but see, I don't. Yeah, but don't say when you say burning. I'm not sure what you mean, but I'm not into burning anybody. I'm not into hurting anybody. All I want to do is kick her out of office. I'm not sure if that's what you mean, but all I want to do is kick them out of office. They're terrible people, and you either kick them out of office, or if you catch them doing something bad, you can imprison them, but not for freedom of speech. You can imprison them for being traitors to the United States of America. You can imprison them for collecting bribes or for campaign finance fraud, which I think there is some idea now that Rashida Tlaib and Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez all did things that were not kosher, like that word, not kosher. Those three aren't kosher. All did things that were not kosher with campaign finance law, and you might find out some irregularities and some crimes have been committed. That's the kind of thing I do. I'm not sure what you mean by burn them, but I'm very careful on my TV and radio shows never to promote violence, accept violence, condone violence, except in self-defense. Someone hits me, you know, I'll knock their teeth out. But that's a whole different story. That's self-defense, and that's okay. I'm not the first one to hit them, and I don't condone anybody ever using violence. I want to make sure everybody knows that. We don't need to. They need to. The left needs violence. Why? Because they can't win the argument. They got nothing. They got no facts. They need violence. They need to hurt us. They need to ban us. They need to censor us. They need to imprison us. They need to re-educate us in re-education, communist re-education camps. They've got nothing. So they have to resort to violence. And no matter what they've done, we still keep winning. I mean, in case everybody's forgotten, we Republicans, conservatives, still control most of the country. In case you didn't see the latest Gallup poll, 44 states, conservatives lead over liberals, self-identification of the citizens. And in six states, liberals lead, and in one state, it's dead even. So it's 44-6-1. You ever see a record like that in hockey, in baseball, in basketball, in football? If you're 44-6-1, you're the world champion every year. You're the best in the world. That's the record of conservatives versus liberals, despite liberals controlling everything, the media, the social media, Silicon Valley, Hollywood, everything, the whole education system, the whole judicial system, every government employee. They control everything, and we're still dominating. And we'll win back the House in the next election. So they're going to all just, you know, metamorph. I don't mean this in a literal way, but in a play on words, politically, they're going to blow their brains out. Because they're just not going to believe that despite controlling everything, they're going to lose everything. And we got the Supreme Court as well. And soon, when Ginsburg is gone, we'll control another seat on the United States Supreme Court. All right, let's take Sue in South Carolina on line two. Sue, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Listen, I want to make a comment on a couple of things you said. One about the immigration issue. I have lived here now for 40 years. I am a legal immigrant. I'm not allowed to vote. Why are they making such an issue about getting these illegals in this country and letting them vote?
Because that's how they win elections.
Wrong.
That's how they win elections. Right.
Exactly.
Where are you from, by the way? You sound as American as apple pie. Where are you from?
I'm from England.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed.
Still a British citizen. I've been here 40 years. This is my home away from home. When you come to this country to live, you come here to live as an American.
And yeah, I guess one question, Sue. I gotta ask one. Why don't you become an American citizen?
I promised my mother when she was still alive. She asked me to never give up my British citizenship. She's proud to be British, just like everybody proud to be American. She just asked me to keep my British citizenship,
right.
So I did.
I'm trying to win you over, Sue. Come on. I got to get you in the market. Come on.
I look.
We need you.
I've looked at the requirements to become a citizen. And it's answering questions like, one of the questions is, who is the current president of the United States? What's the longest river in the United States? I mean, questions like this. Come on, that don't make you a citizen.
Even I could get those answers. Trump and, I guess, the Mississippi, right? Those are the answers. I can even get those.
Believe it or not, there's only...
Oh, I just can say...
There's only one state in this country that could pass a citizenship test, and that's Vermont. The rest of this country can't. American citizens can't pass a citizenship test.
All right, Sue, I got to run. I got to get one more sponsorship in. Thank you for the call. I hope you become an American citizen before you die. Before the day you die, you tell your mom up in heaven that you waited 40 years, but I'm still going to be an American at the end, okay? Because we want to make you one of ours. All right. Thanks, Sue. Listen, Synagenix, sponsor of the show for, I believe, 12 months now. I think it's month number 12. And the calls they're getting are just unreal. The volume from all of you, because you've all seen what they did for me. They made Wayne Root great again. I feel great. I look great. They turned back the clock. I'm probably about 10 or 15 years younger because of Synagenix. Great job. Give them a call. Free, no obligation consultation. 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the United States. 888-YOUNGER. Give them a call. You got nothing to lose. Call free. So is the no obligation consultation. 888-YOUNGER. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $440. This is the way health care should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your health care costs. Together, we're changing health care for good.
War now. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Warren Allen, the great people you meet on your show, right? It's been a great week of great guests. And who do we have? Anthony Scaramucci was on, the Mooch. David Nino Rodriguez, the former world champion heavyweight boxer, heavyweight champion of the world, 37-2, 35 knockouts, 25 in the first round. He was 35-0, lost two of his last three fights and then retired. But he was on to talk about the border because he's from El Paso and how bad it is in El Paso. And it's just great when you meet all these people, they become part of your life. Mooch is a good friend of mine now, Anthony Scaramucci. And Eric Bowling was on earlier in the week on Monday, in advance of his big Las Vegas event about opioid addiction in this country with First Lady Melania Trump. Eric was on the show. Eric's a good friend. Just all good people and famous people and their friends at war, and that tickles me pink. It's a wonderful thing. Sam Lannis and the Lannis Tax Group sponsored this last segment of the show. And when the IRS came after me, Wayne Allen Root, war, they wanted a war, and I hired someone to give it to him. His name was Sam Lannis, and we won, fair and square. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Lannis. Not once, but twice he beat him, and both times it was because I hadn't done anything wrong. But they were trying to frame me and destroy me because they were sent by Obama to destroy his political enemies. Right in the middle of the whole IRS scam going after tea parties, they were going after Wayne Root. And you think that was a coincidence? Really? I could give you 100 reasons why we proved. We actually have my IRS tax files, and written all over them by IRS agents is, he's a conservative, go get him, we're going to destroy him. This is what was in the files. They studied my life. This was the Gestapo. This was the East German Stasi. And still we beat them because I had a great guy on my side, Sam Lannis. So give him a call. April 15th is coming up so fast. It's just about 4 weeks away now, 5 weeks away. And so it's at 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, where the answer is there. With Sam Lannis, you get a free consultation with a tax attorney. He's the only tax attorney in America based in Beverly Hills. Handle 8,500 cases, and he's on the Wayne Root Show offering his services to you for $190 a month, and most cases get fixed in 3 to 6 months. Guy's amazing. He did it just for me. He said he'd take care of the average guy out there or gal out there on my show just for me. This offer is not made on any other show in America. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U, or go to WeHelpYou.com, the letter U, numerically 800-934-3578. Let's take Don in Baltimore on line one. Don, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
How you doing, Wayne?
Good. How are you? What's on your mind?
I want two things are on my mind, but First, I want to tell you this. Wayne?
Yeah.
I want to tell you this. Hold up. Don't cut me off. Wayne?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wayne?
I got you.
You got me?
Yeah, we got you.
Listen. You know why Omar is hates Jews and Christians, don't you? You're the only one who tells it like it is, because she grew up under the Quran.
She grew up in Somalia. She didn't come to. She came
right.
to America as a foreigner. So of course she hates Jews. All she ever heard in a Muslim country: Jews are bad. Jews have horns. Jews are killers. Jews kill little Muslim babies. All lies. That's what they teach them in Muslim nations. And she came here from a Muslim nation. So yeah, that's exactly right. She's a foreigner. Can you imagine that we elected her to the U.S. House? But she's in a district where everybody goes to ISIS. Terrible people. Voted her in. Scary. Hey, Don, thanks for the call. Take Dave in Florida on line two. Dave, you're on with Wayne Rudo. How are you?
Fine, Wayne. I love your show. I watch it every day on Newsmax. And I've emailed them also and told them I want to see more Wayne Rudo on Newsmax.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dave.
I got three things for you. The first one is, I thought it would be funny if you had any contacts in the entertainment industry to get in touch with them and tell them to suggest a Saturday Night Live to do a skit where they have AOC, All Out Crazy, I call her, and Omar debating each other and saying that, trying to see who could outdo the other on saying extremely stupid things. I think that's really.
And by the way, not only extremely stupid, but extremely racist, extremely anti-American, extremely anti-Semitic, extremely Jew-hating. I mean, everything you could ever think of. It wouldn't even be funny. It would be sick. You know, they tried out Hitler each other. Isn't it funny how Democrats called us KKK? Trump was KKK. He was Hitler. He was a Nazi. When in reality, they're the ones that have all the Nazis on their team. That's why they did it. Solinsky said, look in the mirror. Whatever you are, call the other guy. And they're all a bunch of Jew-haters, and they all hate white people. And most of them are white, by the way. They're white people with incredible guilt and loathing of themselves, and they hate white people. They're embarrassed by their white privilege. No such thing exists, but they are mentally ill. They think they have it. And so they look in the mirror and they say, let's call the other guy racist. Let's call the other guy extremist. Let's call him Nazi, KKK, and Hitler. And now you see who the real Hitler is. There's only one Hitler out there. It's Ilhan Omar. She's Hitler. There's not many people I call Hitler that are equal to that kind of hatred. She is. I guarantee you this is the beginning. It's a dot on the I. It's the cross on the T. It's the very beginnings of what could have happened or what could still happen versus what happened to Jews in Nazi Germany. It starts with a few comments. They let them go by. Nobody says anything. Then it becomes worse comments. Then it becomes scapegoating. Then it becomes blaming. Then it becomes we got to go after them. Then it becomes we got to kill them. That's what's going on here. Ilhan Omar is from a country where they'd string a Jew up and hang you. That doesn't happen in the United States of America. She's Hamas in the United States Congress. She's the Iranian parliament. Bad, bad people. If there's a way to nail them for treason, we got to nail them for treason. This is not about free speech. You can't allow talk like this to start in the United States of America. Bad precedent has been set. Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and Ocasio-Cortez are bad people. Evil. And Jew haters. Can't allow that in the United States, and I'll fight it till my cold, dead hands give up. Wayne Allyn worn out. God bless you. See you Monday.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.